From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has signed a new executive order to beef up cybersecurity. The order comes in the wake of several high-profile hacking attacks in the United States. The executive order is aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and with each other. Speaking at a special cybersecurity conference in California, Mr. Obama said the order directs the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to fund an organization to develop voluntary standards for the entities that share information.
I'm signing a new executive order to promote even more information sharing about cyber threats, both within the private sector and between government and the private sector. And it will encourage more companies and industries to set up organizations, hubs, so you can share information with each other.
The move follows high-profile hack attacks against Sony Pictures Entertainment, Anthem Health Insurance, Target, Home Depot, eBay, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The U.S. government has also suffered cyber attacks, including the hacking of unclassified computers at the White House and State Department. Meanwhile, President Obama called the shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in North Carolina brutal and outrageous murders. In a written statement, the president said no one in the United States of America should ever be targeted because of who they are, what they look like, or how they worship. Mr. Obama has also confirmed the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation opened an inquiry into the killings to determine whether federal civil rights laws were violated. Two sisters and one man were murdered Tuesday at an apartment complex in North Carolina. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that suspected Boko Haram militants from Nigeria attacked a village in Chad for the first time. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR says the deadly assault highlights increasing insecurity in the region as violence from the Nigerian jihadists spills over into neighboring countries.
The UN Refugee Agency says it received reports early Friday of an attack on the village of Ngouboa on the shores of Lake Chad. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says thousands of refugees were in the town when the attack occurred.
The reports that we've received, the town was attacked by about 30 militants using boats. They attacked parts of the town itself. The chef de canton himself was killed.
Media reports say about two-thirds of the homes in the village have been burned, and the militants killed about 10 people before being chased away by the Chadian army. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Several people were killed in an attack at a mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan, on Friday. At least 60 others were wounded while worshippers had gathered for evening prayers when militants attacked the Shiite mosque. A Sunni group called Jindala, a splinter of the Pakistani Taliban, has claimed responsibility. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on the Pakistani government to increase its efforts to protect religious and ethnic minorities. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers have been killed and 40 others wounded in fighting in eastern Ukraine. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around the city of Debaltseve. Here in Washington, State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki condemned reports of Russia supplying weapons to separatists in eastern Ukraine.
We are very concerned about continued fighting along and beyond the line of contact, including in heavily populated civilian areas, and reports of additional resupplies of tanks and missile systems coming across the border from Russia in the past few days.
A multilateral agreement reached on Thursday calls for a ceasefire to begin on Sunday. On Wall Street, markets closed in record territory with the S&P 500 index setting a new high mark and the Dow Jones Industrial Average topping 18,000 for the first time this year. Last year, the S&P broke its record close 53 times. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.